fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 10th day of November, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, up until the point where the People's Liberation Army Chinese flag is flying in front of the White House, we can still say the Pledge of Allegiance freely and proudly. This morning we have Deputy Hendricks with us to lead us in the pledge. So everybody, please stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart, face the flag. Hendricks, turn it over to you, sir.
Good morning, John Chance. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done. Hendricks, I know you're an active guy in your community. I'd like you to stay in touch with people that work at your local hospital, and when there's beds in the hallway because they've run out of rooms, I'd like you to report that to us, sir.
I sure will. And I won't hesitate to do that at all. And I want you to know that my thoughts and prayers are with you, John, and the RBN family. As, y'all suffered your loss the other day, and I just continue to pray for y'all, and I hope that you will have a great day, and God be with you. And, of course, Gazoo is king.
Roger that. Thank you, Hendricks. Appreciate the call. And leading us in the pledge. Thank you, sir. Always look forward to Hendricks doing the pledge. Great guy, Air Force veteran, deputy sheriff down there in the beautiful state of Mississippi. And I have the original Mississippi state flag here flying proudly not far from where I'm sitting. Okay, the prepper tip of the day, it's a twofer. First of all, I confirm through a private source that if you're mailing first-class mail that you intend to be confidential, you have to have aluminum foil on both sides of the contents of that envelope. They have technology that can see through a standard paper envelope and read the individual sheets of paper, ink on paper, letters and words. They have that technology. To defeat that technology, you need aluminum foil front back on both sides of whatever the contents are of that first-class envelope that you're mailing that you hope will remain confidential. The second part of the prepper tip today is to, and I'll be saying this a lot because it is so important, make sure you've got the backup fuel for your alternative heat to stay warm. The Old Farmer's Almanac is saying it's going to be a really harsh winter. Other sources are saying the same thing. The fuel won't be wasted. You can always use it next year, right? So, and it probably would be more expensive next year. So, whatever that alternative source of heat is, it may be wood, maybe kerosene, maybe propane, whatever it is, make sure you got more than you think you might ever need, because this winter is most likely going to be a very harsh one. If it's not, no sweat, GI. You've got the fuel to use next year. Okay, for the time being, we're going to have open lines. Chance hasn't joined us yet. He's probably got a conflict. He's a busy guy down there in Texas taking care of his business. And the call number is 512-248-8252. I want to check my website real quick. I'm pretty sure that Tim Spencer posted some things I asked him to regarding COVID. Just scroll down here to the COVID section, and let's see if it's there. Yeah, it is. COVID-19 updates, panel one, without question, this is all planned. It's a compendium of short video clips. I think it would be mostly for people who kind of sort of already have a pretty good idea about what's going on. Hard-hitting short clips. Let's click on that here to see how long this thing is. It's 7 minutes and 4 seconds. Not very long at all. Many of the presenters on this short video, it's put out, it was published, looks like 8 days ago. There's Mike Yaden, Dr. Yaden, and others that I've become quite familiar with over the past several months. A very hard-hitting, fast 7 minutes, I think you'll find very helpful. Looks like our first caller is Mark in Texas. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, John, if you can hear me, sorry, I'm driving. I've tried sending stuff with aluminum foil before. It never made it to its destination. I went and asked the post office, and they basically told me, yeah, well, if we can't see through it or nothing like that, we don't know what it is, so we open it up and we'll just claim it's lost. So that might not be a good idea. I mean, you could try it, but I would not hold your hat on it getting to its destination. That's all I got.
Well, Mark, I've had different experience. I've had listeners mail me items for years with aluminum foil. I didn't really understand why until I talked to a gentleman who had the real knowledge. So I've had success getting that stuff mailed to me. That's been my experience. And I got a note here from my engineer. Republic Broadcasting gets cash mailed into Republic Broadcasting with foil around it all the time.
Well, maybe it's hit or miss, and maybe it depends on the person. All right. Well,
maybe it does. Okay, thanks for the call, Mark. Yeah, that is what's going on. There's some things I don't want to talk about concerning this that do involve a matter of what I consider national security. It's related, but not directly part of what we're talking about, which is patriots mailing confidential things to other patriots. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. Are you aware of this? He's a journalist. He was up at the Capitol on January 6th, and he got some good video. His name is Bobby Powell.
No, I don't know who he is. He had video of what, my dear?
He got video of the guy taking the window out. Now, I can't remember. He was... which side he said he was on, but his stuff is on bobbypowell.substack.com, and I think you'd be interested in it, because he said he got, you know, he said they were feds. They had to be feds. Taking one of them, taking the window out, and then when
you haven't told us the topic yet. What's all this about?
This is on January 6th up at the Capitol. And he said this guy, he turns around and he sees that he's being filmed, so he goes to this other guy, one of the regular protesters, and starts fighting with him and trying to say he did it. But anyway, he says he's offered this filmage to the FBI, and he's offered it to the D.C. police, and none of them have got back in contact with him. Now, he's, one of the new hosts on RBN that took over Keith Rogers' slot on, I think it's Sunday from 10 to 12, he had this guy on last Sunday. I believe it was him. His name is Chris something. I can't remember his last name, but I believe that's the show I heard it on. So you could probably go to the archives, and they probably have his website there, but it was bobbypowell.substack.com where you could see the footage. And he wants people to share it because, they don't want his footage. So I just thought I'd give you a heads up on that, okay?
Okay, thank you, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Sure. Bye.
All right. Call number is 512-248-8252. As my regular listeners know, I've been a fan of Cliff High and his work for more than 20 years. I've been going through his archives. I'm now back to the second week of August of this year. I personally find a lot of value in what he says, and just this morning I was noticing that things he was saying would happen in the future, this was the second week of August, are taking place right now. I think that gives a lot of credibility to the gentleman and his work. So that's what I'm doing personally, is going back through these archives. I look forward to listening while I'm getting my day going, fixing breakfast and so forth, to listen to Cliff High. He has a very unique delivery style, and he's created some language of his unique language, adjectives and nouns of his own, which is kind of fun to hear him do that. But the issue of the day, in my opinion, is COVID-19 clot shots. That's becoming the worst crime in recorded human history. In my neighborhood, somebody asked me recently, how many people live in Davisville? Davisville is not a town. It's a zip code, 65456. It's about 100 square miles. It may sound like a big area out here. It doesn't seem that big. But it's about 100 square miles. And we have about 500 people, give or take, living in 100 square miles. The majority of the 100 square miles is national forest. Much of the private property is large cattle ranches, ranging from 70, 80 acres to hundreds of acres. A typical cattle ranch, now, people up the hill from me, they have a 400-acre cattle ranch. Three people live there, three adults in three different homes. In that 400 plus acres. Even in this small area that I'm familiar with, two people in my neighborhood, one dead, one was picked up by a helicopter with his heart rate at 300 beats per minute as a direct consequence of getting a clot shot. And that's in a very rural, very slightly populated area. We have another caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. How are you?
Wonderful.
Yeah, I was calling. First, I wanted to say how much I miss what happened with John Stattmiller. I really liked his show, and I've talked to him a couple of times. over the phone, and I've called in to his show several times. And so, you know, you even though we never met personally, it's almost like you lose a friend, you know?
Right.
But I guess we need to move on, because it's been a couple of days now since this happened, several days. And I've listened to the show several times since then. I just hadn't called in. But I heard someone yesterday talking about wanting to have a debate online about the vaccine and about whether or not it contains, if it's real or not, if it exists or not. And I, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm not interested in something like that. I know he doesn't have it. This person seems to impugn people's credentials. He doesn't know anything about my educational background. Personally, I've got quite extensive education, and you know, and I'm well versed in hospital. I was trained in a emergency room ER for over a year. And so I do know my way around medical subjects. I did a residency there in the ER. And so I know what I'm talking about. But anyway, I wanted to move on, because I'm not interested in doing anything like that, because you've made it very clear that that's not to you what's important. What's important is the fact that the shots are killing people, and that you would rather stick to that topic. And I agree with that. The only reason I've ever called in and talked about it was in response to this individual. And I'm not going to just waste my time. He doesn't seem to do any research on the other side. He seems to be stuck on the idea that everything is normal. You know, it's almost like he wants to deny that there's any wrongdoing by the government or anything like that. I don't know if that's what he is, where he's coming from. But
let me help you out here, Charlie. Let me help you out.
Okay.
Okay. This individual, he's probably listening. He's a great guy. He and I have been communicating privately for, it'll be 2 years this coming spring. There's something called normalcy bias. Normalcy, there's nothing wrong with normalcy bias in normal times. And we count on normalcy bias to live a normal life. We expect if we go to a post office at 9 a.m. on a non-holiday weekday, that post office will be open and ready to sell us a postage stamp. That's expected. That's normal. And we all have normalcy bias, because that's how we live our lives. It's difficult. It's for some people more difficult than others to recognize and accept the fact that what you've counted on as something dependable, something that you knew was accurate, such as government reporting certain facts and figures about how many people are dying from what cause, it's difficult for some people to accept that as that's the new normal. And I understand that, and that's what this individual was experiencing, and he finally got past that. It took many months of him finally coming to the realization that the numbers being reported of people dying from COVID-19 were completely, utterly fabricated fantasies. That was a hard pill for him to swallow, but he finally swallowed it. He had no choice, because the facts just kept smacking him in the face day after day, like they have all of us. So, while I never met the gentleman personally, and may never, these conferences have pretty much come to a halt, and Clay Clark is finally getting some going again. But that aside, I feel like I know the man's heart. I feel like he has good intent, and that he's doing the best he can, and he's gradually shaking off the normalcy bias. Does that help, Charlie?
It helps 100%, John. Thank you so much. I've heard him talk on other subjects before. Yes. I've heard him speak on other subjects before.
Hold on to the break, Charlie. Hold on to the break. We got a break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond.
And we're back. Yes, we are. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The best way, quite frankly, the best way to protect your car, your truck, your home, your generator from the effects of EMP. Nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. All right. Got an update here to support Republic Broadcasting. We're now once again accepting PayPal donations. The PayPal address, email address is orders@republicbroadcasting.org. I say again, orders@republicbroadcasting.org to make your PayPal donation. Charlie, let's continue with your comment, sir.
Oh, okay. Yes, I believe the man's heart is in the right place, because I've heard him give other information on other topics that seem relevant and good. One of the things I wanted to comment on, though, about that, and then I wanted to move on because I have another, I wanted to comment on something else, but is that, you know, when you have a type of normalcy bias like he does, and which he has, like you said, he's had to work at getting over, everything that you look, you know, when you do research and stuff, you have a tendency to go to those sources that back up your theory. You know what I mean? It's called normalcy bias. And
And so you seek out, you find what reinforces your opinion. And me personally, I bought into the original narrative of all this way back, that there was a COVID, 19. And it wasn't until I started doing research, more research on it, that I discovered that something was very wrong and rotten in Denmark. You know, if you remember the people falling down, that's when it first started coming to me, because I knew I could tell those videos weren't real, from the very beginning, over in China.
Actors, and let's help people out here, Charlie. If you watch those videos, and I was on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise, January 2020, before the person hits the concrete, their hands are below their waist. They catch themselves with their hands before their face hits the concrete. The person passing out doesn't do that, do they?
No, not at all. I don't think you fall forward either. You stiff like a board. You just would kind of wilt like a handkerchief,
right,
or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So I knew that there was something rotten in Denmark, and then about that same time, Dr. Fleming came out with a video showing that the hospitals were full, and he was claiming that that the reason they were full was because Trump had delayed the response in reacting to the COVID. He was one of those that came out and said that Trump didn't act fast enough, which I think is absurd. I think you acted just as fast as anyone possibly could. And so that's when I started questioning Dr. Fleming. And then I looked into him a little more, and see, he was, at the same time he was saying that the hospitals were full, he was also saying that he had a cure for the COVID. So he was well vested into the idea that there is a COVID germ out there, okay? But I around that same time, we started seeing videos that showed that the hospitals were absolutely empty. And we know now that that was a fact, that the hospitals were empty. So that's when I stopped following Dr. Fleming. I'd actually followed him for a long time before this happened. But I realize now that he's pushing an agenda, okay? He's not being forthright about what he's doing. He was pushing the anti-Trump agenda from the beginning, way back there. And I'm not anti-Trump at all. I like Trump. And so I kind of like backed off from him. And then I wrote him several letters and emails, and he replied to one of them, and we just about the COVID, and this was before anybody had started. It had to do with the fact that the hospitals were empty, and he didn't believe that the hospitals were empty. Bottom line is, wrote me back. But so anyway, I know Dr. Fleming from way back. I know a lot of the things. And right at that same time was about the time when Dr. Thomas Cohen came out with his remarkable research saying, having to do with the radio of 5G frequencies, having to do, and that he believed in the COVID then too, that it would actually, trigger the COVID. Well, anyway, we've gone way, way past all that, and now we're at the point now where Dr. Cohen is saying, no, he doesn't believe the COVID exists, and he has a video out that he tackles all of these people, Fleming and all of them, and he goes deep into the research. And I would suggest that this person would look at that video, find that video by Dr. Cohen, and listen to it closely. Dr. Cohen is well-respected.
Okay,
okay,
Charlie,
need to move. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We got a break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes sir!
All right, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Elaine in California, I got your money order for a private consultation, and I'll be calling you, my dear, to set that up. And everybody else, yes, I'm doing more private consultations, an entire weekend coming up not too far off with some folks from Chicago. If you want a private consultation, whether it's an hour or a whole weekend, just check that out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, the COVID updates continue to grow. Clearly, obviously, taking up more space on my website than anything else, as well it should. Some of the more important ones are in red highlighter and yellow highlighter. They're all good. Articles and videos from well-qualified scientists and doctors, some of them world-class scientists like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. Yeah, stack those credentials up against anybody else, see how far that goes. So check that out. Last but not least, energy cleaners. Yes, we're getting caught up on back orders in the next week or so. I'm fulfilling orders now from the second week of September. I'll have, when I get this fresh batch in, I'll have all September done. And I believe pretty much all of October, helping people get their life back. That's quite a mission. Arthritis pain will slow you down and stop you from doing the things you love to do. It might be going for a walk, hunting, fishing, bicycling, going dancing with your sweetheart, whatever it is. Your arthritis pain can slow you down and or stop you. So check out the energy cleaner at my website and the mattress pads that go with it, and get past the pain and get the best night's sleep you've had in decades. You can place your order using PayPal at my website. You can send me a check. My address is right there. Or you can call my toll-free order line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. That's 800-592-9543. Let's see. Our next caller is Ella in California. Good morning, Ella.
Hi, good morning. Hi, John. I just wanted to share some stuff with you.
Please.
Thank you. It kind of catches me by the breath. So, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train. First of all, I'll start with a person that was involved in my life. She was my sponsor, and she's dying from the shot. I begged her not to do it, and she did it. So I've disconnected from her because I disconnected, and I'll go on with that later on. Also, another sponsor that I had, she lost her God connection. A lot of people have been doing that.
Did she get the clot shot also?
JR, yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Sorry to hear that.
Hey, the other person that I was talking about, she listened to me, and she knew. And the only thing that I could offer her is repentance, is to repent. Take care of yourself. That's all I could give. Also, I've been noticing a change in people's persona, the way they look, their eyes, their anger. It's eerie. I've also have heard people literally glorifying the needle. Oh, I'm getting my booster. It's like a club. It's a cult. It is eerie, JR, it's eerie. But through all of this, my discernment has grown. I got red-pilled in the 90s. But my discernment has really grown in the past 2 years, and I was never really confident enough to share the gospel and the message of Jesus Christ, and now I am. I have no hesitations whatsoever, and for some of the people that I'm coming across, it sounds like, in my mind, cruel to do, but the ones that don't listen, I have to think to myself, let the dead bury the dead. I have to go on and spread the message to the ones that will listen.
Yes,
go ahead.
The pain, distress in your voice is evident, and it's tough when we have something that information that is life-saving. I've been through this all my life, going back to the Tet Offensive in 1968, when I was trying to warn my buddies to get ready, stock up on food, stock up on ammunition. Yeah. Very few paid heed. Very few. Yeah. And it's called denial. Denial is not a river in Egypt. Denial is a expected human response. And the people you loved, the people you cared about, did not pay heed. They were in denial. And they're paying the price. Just like my buddies in Vietnam half a century ago paid a price when they woke up one morning surrounded by people that wanted to kill them and they didn't have any ammunition.
Yes.
So,
I want to make maybe a couple more comments. I have to thank,
Please.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, RBN. This is a community and a life-saving channel for me. And there are no coinky-dinks in life. You mentioned my name. Thank you. I was wondering when we were going to have our consultation, but I knew that you were going through some stuff because of John's death. I mean, the whole cast and the whole audience is going through it. So I figured, you know what, when it's time, it's time. And it brings me back to another link. There's been, may I have another minute, JR, please?
Please, go ahead. Yeah, we got time.
Thank you. God shots, awareness, you know, not trying to control what's going on, but just to be observant. And, for example, I received about a week ago a check in the mail, and I was expecting more. But I said to my friend, I says, wow, I'm supposed to be getting some back pay, but it hasn't shown. I'm just going to let it be for what it is. If it's supposed to be here, it'll be here. If not, okay. I'm all right. And I was honestly okay with that. Well, the next day I wake up from a nappy poo and come to find out I have 8 checks on my table. The total amount of $7,000. Praise God.
All right.
I've been having, and anybody who is catching what I'm saying, be open-minded. There's God shots that are happening through these trials and tribulations. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not a train. Everything that's happening to me right now is leading me for the next move out of California, my last move where I'm going to retire. And I'm so looking forward to a like-minded community. Thank you, John, for your show. I'm totally hooked.
All right.
Thank you, dear.
Well, thank you for your call, Elaine. We appreciate it. We'll be talking soon privately. Appreciate the call.
God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, dear. Ella's experience is being repeated hundreds of thousands of times around this country and around this world. Most of my listeners know that the clot shot will disable and kill people. And they're doing their best to warn others, people that they love, people they care about, to not get the clot shot. Within my own family, both my brothers, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, their children have all gotten a clot shot. I don't know about any issues they've had so far. I'm not in that direct contact with them. The best I know, there's been no serious adverse effects. Of course, as we're learning, about 1/3 of the clot shots have the poison and 2/3 are just saline solution. It may be a far smaller percentage of the clot shots that have the poison. On one hand, on the other, when you get the first booster in 5 months, you dramatically increase the chance of getting the poison. You get the second booster in another 5 months, the same thing. I'm personally aware and know young men and women who have basically made themselves sterile, young men and women who would have made great parents if they had children, but they won't. Let's take our next caller. We got Bob in Utah. Good morning, Bob.
Mr. Moore, I'm going to agree with and support the last male caller. he said everything I wanted to say for the past year and a half. Let me tell you what my sources are. I use the search engine Google Scholar, which brings up only medical and scientific papers. And I use the custom search. I usually block out the last 2 years so I don't get COVID propaganda. I run my searches mostly 2000 to 2017. My other source is BitChute. I watch only videos of molecular biologists and virologists. And when they mention their friends, I search for them. A third source is the YouTube. They have a lot of videos from medical students. Now, most important being polymerase chain reaction, that's PCR. Okay, now, given that, in the last year and a half, I've been doing all this work, and I've picked up hundreds of new words, and I can tell now when I hear a doctor or a caller, even a scientist, I know whether they know what they're talking about or whether they're full of it. And I think, what am I trying to say here? Yeah, well, this individual, we don't want to name him because he does seem to be a good guy. And, I heard him one day, say he saw these videos. I said, oh, my God, who watches television? I can't believe anyone watches television. And, I don't want to attack the guy too much, but he has talked down to other callers, and it makes people mad. That's why that last guy called in. And you were very kind and mature in your response to that last caller, and I was impressed by that. Now, moving forward, I want to say I haven't researched the vaccine because obviously we don't need any vaccine. But I did get around to it. I went to Google Scholar. I did a search for mRNA lipid, L-I-P-I-D, lipid nanoparticle formulation. And I blocked out COVID propaganda just so I'd see, unbiased articles. So what I saw was they plan to use this mRNA for a lot of other things besides vaccines, cancer treatments, you name it. And they also continually referred to it as experimental. And they were all about penetration of the cell membrane, which is leads me to my punchline, which is the gain of function is a real thing, but it's not in COVID-19. COVID-19 is just a code that exists only in computers. Gain of function is in the vaccine. It's penetration of the cell membrane. Now, how much? That's a lot to listen to. Thanks.
Bob, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting to hear. I said so much without pausing for you.
Well, you're on a roll there, and you're welcome to continue your roll. We got a break in 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, I've never called your show before, and I really like the gun guy and the radio guy. I love that technical stuff. I also want to say that there's this Mark Twain quote, it's easier to fool a man than to convince him he has been fooled. And obviously we're talking about that to some extent, and you explained it. But of course, I personally have always been a rebel and never believed anything from the government. I've had my bank account seized twice, my business account seized twice by the government. So that's where I'm coming from. It's a totally different direction than who may have been a school teacher or worked for the government or the post office. These are just guesses. But enough of the attack on him. Like you said, he's come around. And I wish he would go on Google Scholar, look up, do some searches, lipid nanoparticle formulations, get to work, find out what's in these things,
Absolutely. Do you also make use of PubMed or just Google Scholar?
Well, Google Scholar pulls up all those. There's I can't even remember them. They're all acronyms, NCBI. The one you mentioned, I think is PMI, PubMed. Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. If Google Scholar searches PubMed also, then that would be a fantastic research tool.
Oh yeah, it works great. So, geez, that's about everything I wanted to say. And I know that you know that there was no pandemic, and you've been being nice to people that think there was. And I commend you for it. You're a more mature individual than I am at my advanced age.
Well, sir, thank you. There is not now, never has been a COVID pandemic. That's a fantasy.
Yep. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's enough, John. Good talking to you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We got a break. We got open lines. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. There's been a conference going on in Glasgow, Scotland, of international leaders from all over the planet. gathered to talk about the make-believe fantasy that human activity is causing the climate of the world to change. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing. Now, there is ways that human beings can manipulate weather. That's a whole different topic, which is not ever going to be discussed at a conference like this. No. No, discussion centers around things like burning coal and burning oil and gasoline and diesel fuel. A complete and utter fantasy. Fabricated science. Make-believe science. Now, here's an easy way. If you have to prove it to yourself or prove it to somebody else, just print out a copy. It's about 19 or 20 pages of the Paris Climate Accords. And you'll see in there very quickly, very easily, that 1.5 plus billion people in India, 1.5 plus billion people in China can burn all the coal, diesel fuel, and gasoline that they want, make all the carbon dioxide that they want. Carbon dioxide is a wonderful gas, by the way. If carbon dioxide was such a threat to all living people on the planet, such a threat to the planet, human-created carbon dioxide, why would the Paris Climate Accord give India and China a free pass to make all that they want? How can the two thoughts occupy the same space? Well, obviously they can't. Obviously, the entire concept is a fraud. Well, let's just do that. Just print it out. Keep it with you. Anybody who believes that human beings are causing the climate to change, just show it to them. You might put it in yellow highlighter where they point out in the Paris Climate Accords that China and India can make all the CO2 greenhouse gases that they want to. Looks like our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Yes, good morning, John. There's ideas flying around left and right, and oftentimes they're opposite. Sounds like somebody wants to confuse people. not that anybody's doing this on purpose, of course. But, yes, the climate information, you know, I haven't studied that. I don't have an opinion, but it was always amazing to me how people were claiming that, and it just didn't seem right to me. But, you know, back in earth science in eighth grade, they talked about the greenhouse effect. I remember that. And that was,
hold
you
on,
know,
Dave.
That was part
Dave,
of the...
Hold on, Dave. We got a break. Okay. We're right there.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site.
It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.